Page 14. The Life of a Map Artist. From Doodles to Cartography, Plotting a Career Choice. Long before GPS systems became a mainstay of the modern world, explorers and daydreamers collected maps as portals to other worlds, visual reminders of roads yet to be taken. For many, there is a short path between loving maps as tools and cherishing them as art. And once that bridge is crossed, the search is on for true map artists, cartographers who blend artistic talent and personal perspective into the most desirable map of all, one suitable for framing. To that end, meet Christopher Allen Smith. A seventh-generation Texan, graphic designer, and self-described map nerd with a long-standing interest in military history, Smith, who lives near Austin, Texas, began his journey to cartography when, as a child, he became entranced by his father's hand-drawn Army reconnaissance maps of Vietnam. He remembers staring at them for hours, keenly aware that they represented another place and time. About the same time, a grandfather's gift of a world atlas further fueled Smith's sense that maps were a time machine for the imagination. Plotting the right course, a love of maps, talent as a designer, it would seem the transition into a map artist would be an easy course to plot. In fact, the evolution of Smith's style, the almost fanatical amount of detail in the hand-lettered snippets of text and cameo portraits of historic figures in his work, involved years of trial and error. He sat down to draw his first map in 2005. "I had no plan. I was just doodling," he says. What he first thought was going to be a game board, influenced by the world domination game Risk, soon evolved into something more. By the third sketch, Smith realized that what he wanted to create was, in fact, a map. That one, of the Republic of Texas, took more than 2 years to perfect and is now Smith's most collected work. Attention to detail. Recently unveiled, the first map in a new Civil War series draws from exhaustive research. "As I work on each map, I learn a tremendous amount about each era," Smith says. All that detail requires a large canvas. A framed print of the 60-by-40-inch original was difficult to maneuver into the artist's studio in Texas. As informative as the maps can be, they appeal equally to art collectors and historians because of Smith's unique palette of sepia tones and a highly detailed pen and ink stipple technique that uses a density of dots and halftones to create a look reminiscent of American currency. The many notations in his distinctly eccentric hand lettering are artful in and of themselves. "Basically, I created my own font," he says. Smith says his influences include the work of illustrator Jack Unruh and European maps from the 15th and 16th centuries. Intensive cross-research of many sources ensures accuracy, but unearths so much information that a great deal of time goes into deciding what goes and what stays. Searching for treasure. Most of all, Smith, 41, wants his maps to tell a story, to create that portal for the imagination through a combination of art, geography, and history. "I am constantly looking at maps, old and new, for ideas," Smith says. "The European maps from the 14 to 1600s really inspire me. I was a map nerd. I am still a map nerd. They are intriguing to me. You look at a map, and it's a starting point that allows you to imagine what an area looked like in the past. A good map allows you to imagine what it's like to travel the world." Vocabulary focus. Doodle. Mainstay. Portal. Snippet. Exhaustive. Palette. Unearth.